Joining us this morning, Colorado Springs Police Chief Vince Snisky. Good morning, Chief. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
It's great to see you. Hope you and your family and everybody at the department had great holidays.
We did. It was a good holiday season for
Hopefully
everyone.
Hopefully pretty quiet, too.
Yeah. I don't know that I can go that far, but it was a good holiday season.
And actually kicking off the new year with a big thing, actually graduation. This is a class.
Yes, a recruit class graduates.
A recruit class. And it's a big class.
It's class of 60, graduates this Thursday. So we'll have 60 recruits graduate Thursday afternoon. It's at 3 o'clock. Then after graduation, those 60 recruits will go to field training. They go out with a police training officer for upwards of 15 weeks. After that 15 weeks, and they get out on their own. And then we can assign them to different divisions, different shifts. And the majority of this class, probably about 57, will be going out to patrol.
Oh, okay. And this, of course, is all in the effort to get the police department back up to the pre-recession numbers, right?
Yes.
This is still part of that process.
Yes. The mayor and city council have been working to give us 120 officers over a five-year period. After this year, well, actually, in 2019, we added 53 officers to our ranks. This year, we'll be adding 19. We did add a deputy chief already, which came out of the 20 that the mayor had promised us. So we have 19 in this year's two academy classes that we'll be adding to our numbers. And then hopefully in 2021, we'll be adding 27 more that will get us to the 120.
Okay. And it sounds like there's two more classes this year, but those are already, the application process for that is already done.
It's already done. We have a class in March and a class in November.
Okay.
We've already selected the recruits for both of those classes. And they've been notified so that they know. And then next year we'll have one class. Usually it cycles every other year we have two classes because we can do that. It takes about 6 months to hold a class. We give the recruit academy instructors a couple months off before we start another class just so that they can get all of their syllabuses ready, get ready for the next class.
And there's quite an interest. We hear like departments across the country that kind of struggle recruiting, and it seems like, correct me if I'm wrong, of course, Chief, but it seems like there's quite an interest to join CSPD.
We still have a large interest. I think what we see, though, is it might slow down a little bit because the economy is doing so well. Excuse me, and our unemployment rate's low.
Right.
So there are a lot of jobs out there for people. What we're really trying to do is find people interested in law enforcement.
Right.
And that have the support of their families.
Yeah.
Because it's really important to have the support of the family when you go into law enforcement because of what happens and what people hear. And what we've had troubles with a couple years ago was people that come into law enforcement and then their families try to convince them to leave because we'll have a shooting, we'll have a critical incident, and they just don't want one of their family members involved in anything like that.
Right.
But this class, we started out with 68. We're graduating 60. We're really excited about Thursday's graduation.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a big event.
It should be a big event. And to add 60 new officers to the police department, 60 new ones, because the 53 we added in 19 are actually in this class.
Wow.
So to add 53 more to the department, it's going to be great.
Now, for anybody who is thinking about, okay, so the two classes for this year are full and already they've been picked out. But if folks are interested in possibly applying for next year's class, do we have kind of a time frame for that?
I would imagine in late summer, early fall, we'll be opening that up because it takes a long time to process applicants. So if they go to springsgov.com, they can find all the job openings for the city, which will include the police department.
Okay.
Go on and fill it out. And like I say, it's a long process, so don't get discouraged.
Yeah.
It takes probably 6 months, 8 months of process to get through it before we actually have an academy class.
Perfect. Okay, so Chief, if you can hang around for another break in Citizens Academy coming up, we want to talk about that. And then you guys have a fun little Valentine's Day contest going on. So we'll have more with Colorado Springs Police Chief Vince Snisky next, KRDO News Radio. Talking this morning with Colorado Springs Police Chief Vince Snisky. And Chief, the department's due, and it sounds like this as in... you do it along with El Paso County Sheriff's Office, and this is called, they're called Community Academies.
Yes.
And there is a Spanish-speaking academy coming up, and this is just a great way for folks to learn more about what CSPD does.
Yes. Yes. This year in March, we have the fourth annual Community Academy for Spanish speakers. It'll be March 26th. We'll be taking applications through February 26th.
Okay.
So anybody over the age of 18 that wants to show up for the class, it's kind of a bilingual class. We have some of the classes are taught in Spanish, some are taught in English, but they are this academy is specifically for Spanish speakers.
Okay.
It's 8 weeks long. Every Thursday night for 8 weeks from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. is when the class is taught. Different locations throughout the city. And like you said, we do this jointly with the Sheriff's Office, El Paso County Sheriff's Office. I think this was actually an idea that Sheriff Elder had 4 or 5 years ago. And then our community relations officers got together and put the class together.
So which it's is been fantastic.
It really is. Yeah. A lot of the Spanish speakers in our community get to learn about law enforcement, both in the county and in the city, and how we do things and what we do. And we get to learn a little more about our Spanish community here in Colorado Springs and El Paso County. So it really is great for both sides.
And so they can register on the website, right?
They can register on the website, yes.
Perfect. Okay, and again, the class starts, it sounds like, March 26th.
Yes.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay, and before we wrap up, we have to talk about this fun contest that CSPD is doing. So this is a Valentine's Day contest.
Yes.
And this is to help get the kids involved. And so tell us about this contest.
So kids in Colorado Springs, age 3 to 10, what we're looking for is homemade Valentine's cards to police officers.
Okay.
And we'll pick the best 3 cards, and the winner will get actually a big teddy bear.
Yeah, we saw the picture. It's big. Cute. Yeah.
It's very big. Yeah, yeah. People can see it on our social media sites. Mm-hmm. And we'll hand out the teddy bear. We'll actually make a delivery to the home.
Oh, how fun.
So if somebody from age 3 to 10 wants to make a homemade card, they can deliver it to the POC, address it to our community relations office.
Okay.
They'll go through all the cards. And the good thing about this is at the end, not only will there be a winner, but all the cards that we get submitted, we'll actually hand out to officers throughout the department.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So they'll get the cards.
I bet they're excited.
They are excited, yes.
And I'm sure you guys have seen some fantastic cards so far.
So far.
How fun is that? So, again, they can just drop them off at
the Police Operations Center.
On South Nevada.
705 South Nevada Avenue.
Perfect. Okay.
Yep. Just hand them to the PSR at the front desk. Like I said, address them to Community Relations Office, and then those will all get upstairs, and then we'll start judging them.
Kids are so creative. It's fun to see what they come up with.
It is fun. And I think they enjoy doing it.
Absolutely. Colorado Springs Police Chief Vince Niskey, thank you so much. We'll talk with you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. It is now 7:51 KRDO News Radio.